So dump them or date them is basically when somebody's in a crossroads where they're like, okay, would most people stick it out in this relationship? Or would they just be like, no, is it time for me to try to make this work or to go running for the hills? And today we got Carly asking this one. Honestly, I think she's trying to just one-up somebody we had a couple of days ago, which you can hear in the podcast at 194.com. But she said, would people dump or date this guy? I've been going out with him for a couple of weeks, and he is terrific, really. He's a little immature, but in a fun way. We have a great time together. Last night, we spent the night together for the first time at his place. It was fantastic. He gets up early for work, and this morning, he was at the sink getting ready, and he left the bathroom door open. I saw him brushing his teeth, and I was going to walk in and sneak up behind him and give him a little tickle-tickle, and then I realized what I saw. His manhood was sticking out of his underwear, and he was urinating in his own sink. And I screamed, and he was like, what? And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I don't have a urinal. And he was just peeing in his sink. I said it was the grossest thing that I'd ever seen in my life, and he says he's been doing it since he was like 8-9 years old. He says all men do it. Would you dump him or would you date him? I have a hard time imagining ever brushing my teeth and sticking my face down in a sink that somebody's peed in. Well, first and foremost, I don't pee in sinks.
I also, but you're not like rubbing your face on like the porcelain of the sink.
True.
Like, if anything, you're more likely to sit in urine on the seat if he splatters.
So you're defending it. You would date the person that always pees in the sink?
I mean, it's weird that he always does it. I think that it's strange. I would just say, you got a normal toilet. Why can't you do that? But there's been times where if, like, Steven and I are doing something, we're both in the bathroom together, even though we do have two separate bathrooms. But, like, if we run upstairs and, like, I don't know, we have to go to the bathroom, I obviously will sit on the toilet. I've had him pee in the bathtub before.
For some reason, that's less weird to me.
But you have to have the water running.
Yeah.
Water running, and then you can pee in the bathtub. But like, if I need to use the toilet and we're both in the same bathroom, I just say pee in the tub.
So as you think about your just sweet, sweet Stephen.
Yeah.
Would you be able to date him if he's like, I'm going to pee in the sink for our whole life together?
I feel just like with how high our sink is, like where it comes up to you, he would have to like be on his tippy toes almost.
He bought a step stool to do it.
He bought a specific step stool.
He calls it his pee
stool. Instead of using the toilet.
This seems like you're just really trying hard to not have to say you would leave him if he was always peeing in the sink.
I think it would be weird. I would say, why are you not using the toilet? And then I would say, when we have a house, depending on the cost, if you want a urinal that bad, I'll look into it, but I don't think you should keep peeing in the sink.
Probably
pee in the tub.
Rather invest in a urinal if that was an option, I suppose. Yeah, I like that idea because then at least that he's got a proper place to pee.
Yeah, I think tell him to start doing it in the tub. I don't get the sink. That's strange to me.
Would you dump him or date him? He always takes a tinkle in the sink. 237, it's tax 35270. First Fallout Boy, the Saint of Scene, it's an arms race. Flush the format Friday. Y94 is home of the Playhouse of the Morning and more music all day. Playhouse, Y94, dump him or date him. Basically polling right now for the Playhouse family. Would you be able to stick it out with a guy that insisted on the lack of urinal now because he didn't have one? Always go and pee in your sink, in your bathroom. That seems to be what this guy is doing. What are you seeing for dump him or date him votes? Amy K.
Somebody said, dump him. I'm sorry, that's disgusting. Use the toilet. It's there for a reason. All I can picture is the little droplets of urine splashing all over. Somebody else said, date. They say less splash compared to toilets. Also, less water wasted, and peeing in the sink is good for the environment. Somebody else said, dump. That's gross. You brush your teeth in the sink. Peeing in the shower, I think, is kind of normal, but while you're showering, I just don't get the sink. And somebody else said, imagine if she found out about all the other gross stuff guys do when women aren't home.
Oh, yeah, let's be honest. There's probably more. But
yeah.
Still, it's pretty nasty. Is he at least cleaning it regularly? I feel like that's part of this, too.
Does he wipe it or, like, splash some water on it?
No, like, actually clean.
I don't think he's using cleaning products. No, I
think you should.
Highly doubt that he's doing that.
Like, I get that maybe, like, as men, we're not the best at, like, cleaning up on that kind of thing. But, gosh, I tell you, if you're actually taking a leak in the sink, get you some Clorox, please.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing that. I mean, he's peeing in the sink. What do you think?
Gross.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Gross. Hey, Sizzler, in a couple of minutes. Also, you know, we're creeping up on Pick Your Purse. What is it, 10 minutes away?